Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, seven housing rumors, true or false? All right, guys, there are a lot of rumors going around about the housing market, and it's time to debunk those. But before I get into the topic, I want to make sure that I give credit where credit is due. I got this idea and this topic idea from a real estate agent in Florida. His name is Joe Manusa. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. And seldom do I ever watch content from other real estate agents and find it really well done, really compelling, and really on the mark. And I'll tell you what, this was as on the mark as I've seen in a long time. And I really appreciate his analysis. So definitely check him out. He's got a YouTube channel. And that's where I'm getting a lot of the ideas from. So I'm not claiming credit for this, but I want to share the information because I have a different audience than he does. And I hope to get him on the program in the near future because I thought he was phenomenal with his analysis. It's spot on. So I'm going to share the same points and debunk those, maybe add a little bit of my own thoughts to it as well. So here we go. Here are the seven current housing rumors. Are they true or false? The foreclosure wave is coming. Okay, well, here is the analysis on it. The foreclosure wave would be something that we would be seeing hit right now. And in order to do that, we would see a spike in filings at about the beginning of the year in January. Well, looking at the data that he shows, and he has a graph that he shows, looking at the data, we did not see an increase in filings at all in January. In fact, it's still very, very low. And part of the reason that we're not seeing increase in this is that the equity situation is so different. Back in 2009, when there was a ton of foreclosures, most people had zero equity in their home. If you remember, the lending rules were very different. And when people were, you know, getting mortgages that probably shouldn't have, and they were putting no money down, and you know, when the market shifted down in a downward turn for a while, these people had no equity and they had no choice. The banks had to take these properties back. Today, it's so different because we do have people putting money into the homes to buy them. That protects against foreclosures. And then secondly, because the values of the homes have grown, especially over the past couple years, people have way more equity than they ever did. So that is tamping down the foreclosure wave. So is a foreclosure wave coming? The verdict, false. Okay, the second rumor in the housing industry is demand is going to be like 2006, where we had so much home sales and sales were going to be so high that the market was going to crash afterwards because there was just so much demand. Okay, so we have too much demand and the market's going to crash. Here's the deal though. In 2006, and actually from 2004 to 2006, we had some of the highest sales ever reported. Then shortly thereafter, there was a decline. That is all true. However, the levels of sales that we have nationally right now aren't even close to what we had in 2004 through 2006. And part of the reason for that is that we just don't have enough inventory on the market. And this is also partly due to builders, because back in 2006, we had about double the workforce as a builder. So we were creating a lot of homes and building a lot of homes, and it was going like a choo-choo train, right? Everything was going max capacity, lots of people out there working, people were building stuff like crazy. I remember I would just buy a lot, build something, and I knew it was just going to sell. And even if I didn't necessarily do the best job picking colors or the right house for the lot, you just knew if you build it, it would sell. And that's what a lot of people did. And all of a sudden, when the demand dropped quickly, you know, there was a lot of homes on the market and homes had to sell at a lower price. Here's the issue, though. We have so little inventory right now, even still, even though the demand has declined a bit with them raising rates, the inventory is still low. And so there just isn't enough stuff out there. So, and we're still not building enough to replace the homes that need to be replaced, the ones that are demolished. So we are not anywhere near the same situation as 2006. So that rumor also is false. Okay, the third rumor is that high mortgage rates are going to crash the housing market. Well, it's true that the higher interest rates have cooled down the demand, because let's just face it, the last year and a half or so, the demand was just ridiculous. Like, you had people paying over asking price by a lot. You had people writing offers that were had no contingencies in it. Some people were buying homes sight unseen. That is not good. That is not healthy. So the rise in the interest rates has actually changed the market back to a normal market, a market that we've seen for 30, 40, 50 years, which is, you know, people go look at a home, they write an offer, they have contingencies in the offer, and then depending on the actual strength of the market will determine whether, you know, you get full asking price or you get slightly below asking price. That is a normal market. That's where we are. We were in an abnormal market for about the last year, year and a half, because there was so little supply and then such huge demand. So we have gotten back to a normal housing market. Now, as far as the rates are concerned, yes, they are a lot higher. I mean, they are way higher than a year ago. No doubt about it. There's no argument about that. But there's only been 8 years in the last 50 years where the rates are higher than today. So if you look at it and you think about this, out of 50 years, we're still got some 40 some years where the rates were, you know, higher. So they're not bad on a 50-year scale. They're actually still in a very good range. And again, if you look at the percentage, the rates are about 30% below the 50-year average today. So your high six rate is still 30% below the 50-year average. So they're still decent rates. And that is definitely something that we can be happy about and we can accept. So as people start to get a little more accepting of the increases, I think people will continue to buy homes because, again, the rate is still in a good range compared to what we've seen historically. The hard part will be for the very young buyers that have only known 3 to 4% mortgage rate. That's going to be a shock to them. But to the people in my generation, the Gen X and the boomers, you know, they've been used to seeing higher rates. I remember when I bought my first home, the rate was over 8%. I remember when my father started the business, the rates were over 20%. We're certainly not anywhere near that, and that is a good thing. So high mortgage rates, tanking the housing market, we will say that rumor is false. The fourth rumor, prices on homes have to fall because of all the stuff going on. Well, let's talk about that one. If you look at the housing data over the last 40, 50 years, the trend line is that the average sale price has continued to slowly rise. Sure, there's certainly times where the average sale price will drop down slightly. Okay, and especially when we had the 2008, 2009 really big crash in the market, they did drop. But when you chart this over 50 years, there's a 5.2% average increase in the value of a home. That's a really nice, healthy increase. You certainly aren't getting those rates in your depository income, and you certainly aren't getting those rates in the stock market right now. So overall, the trend line for homes is that they continue to grow in value. Everything goes up and down a bit, but in short term. But when you look at long term, they're increasing very nicely. Okay, and then out of 80 years of data, this is what's really interesting. Out of 80 years of data of home prices, only 7 of those years out of the 80 did the average price of homes fall. Only 7. That's less than 10%. That's amazing. That means that overall housing value is going to continue to grow. And we are still at an all-time low supply of homes. So prices of homes are going to crash. That rumor is also false. All right, the fifth rumor. There's just too many new construction homes on the market. Well, let's look at that. This one I knew right away, but it's like, hey, we gotta go through the exercise, right? Well, we've seen almost a 70% increase in population in our country over a very long period of time. Populations are still rising. That means when you have more people, you need more housing of any sort. Okay? We're still not building enough homes to cover the replacement and the need for the growth of population. Every year, there are very old homes that have to get destroyed. And we have a growing population. So that means we need to be continuing to build more and more homes, but we're not. We've been hovering between the 900,000 homes per year and about a million, slightly over a million homes per year built. Okay? We need to be building at least 1.1 million homes every single year just to maintain. So we're actually falling further and further behind. And back in, you know, the really crazy times of the building market, we were building, you know, 1.6 million homes a year. Okay? So that's why we kind of got into that situation back in 2006, because we were overbuilding for the demand. We still cannot, as builders around the country, cannot build enough homes just to handle the population growth and the replacement. And that's why you're seeing continually growing prices and you're seeing a lack of supplies, because we cannot supply enough product on the market to handle the actual needs of the market. So that rumor is also false. The sixth housing rumor is that investor market, they're dumping their inventory. They think the prices are going to crash, so they're dumping all their inventory and it's going to completely screw up the market. Well, this is pretty interesting. Out of roughly 140 million homes that are in the country, guess how many are actually owned by investor companies? About 300,000. So out of 140 million homes, 300,000 are owned by investing companies. That is basically a fifth of a percent. That's a tiny, tiny number. So even if every single one of those got dumped, that is not going to have a profound effect on the housing values. There's less than one of these homes in every city around the country. Okay, so there's not a lot of these. That is not going to have much of an effect. Even if every single one got dumped instantly, that's not going to crash the housing market. It's not even close. So that is not even really factoring into the market. And until that number gets a lot larger and probably gets well over a percent or two, that is not even a factor. So that rumor is also false. The final rumor, housing affordability is declining. Well, this is interesting. And this is something that, you know, if you've heard me before on the podcast, you know I'm a big proponent of finding ways to increase housing affordability and that values are just not even close. And this is actually the one rumor that is true. And here's why. Housing affordability has not gotten any better. If you just look at the housing market index, which is done by the National Association of Realtors, and this is information that I've pulled myself, and I've mentioned this on a previous podcast fairly recently, housing affordability, the index used to be in the 160 range and went down to the 150 range. It is now below 100. The lower the number, the less affordability on the market. This last year, it has definitely declined a tremendous amount. Okay? Here's another interesting data point for you on the housing affordability index. Two more, but here's one. When you look back at 2006 and looked at the median home price for existing homes and then the median price for a new home, there was about a $200,000 difference. That's a pretty big difference, right? But if you look now, there's almost a $300,000 difference between those two price structures. So we've seen, what, in 15 years, that gap grow almost $100,000 throughout the country. So housing affordability has continued to rise. Our housing affordability challenges have continued to rise. And here's the other data point that I've studied, and it's shocking to me. I compared the average income here in Wisconsin to the average cost of a new home. And I did this back in 1950. And in 1950, it was roughly double your income. You could buy a brand new home. And then I studied that number about 5 years ago, and it was almost 7.5 times the average income. Whoa, that's a tremendous jump. Well, now it's 8.6 times. And it's just, oh my gosh, it's so bad. I mean, that's why you see people working, you know, two jobs and maybe having a side job, Uber driving on the side on the weekends, or doing DoorDash, or working a second job, or having a side hustle, is because they have to sustain and afford their home. So housing affordability, yes, that is still declining. So what does this all mean? Well, if you don't have a home, I would highly suggest, even though the rates are higher, get into the housing market. Don't wait. The longer you wait, the more it's going to cost. If you have a reasonable down payment, it's within your means to buy a home, buy that house. And if you see your dream home, go ahead and buy it, even though the rates might be slightly higher. Someone made a great comment the other day. You're marrying the house, okay, and you're renting the mortgage. As such a great statement, because it's so true. You can change your mortgage rate anytime the rates drop, and they'll go up and they'll go down a lot more frequently than the chance of your dream home popping up on the market. So don't wait, buy your home, marry the house, rent the mortgage. And if you are worried about like the investment part of it, look back to the point four when I talked about the average increase of housing over this, 50 plus year period. On average, home values go up 5.2%. That is a great stat. And even though the stock market's going to be down, we don't know where it'll end up at the end of the year, but most likely be quite a bit down from the beginning of the year. That means that housing is a great hedge against a recession. And you're not going to get that kind of rate in the bank. You're not going to get it in the stock market. You're not going to get it on bonds, but you can get it potentially on housing. Again, on a long term, I'm not saying year over year, I'm saying on a long term, it is still a very solid investment, and it is the only thing that you can use, and it still goes up in value. And that is a fact. So there you go. There are your 7 rumors on housing. 6 of them are completely false, and there's a lot of fear porn going out there right now, and one of them is true. But don't buy into the fear. Don't buy into the hype. Housing is and always will be a great investment because it's limited supply, limited demand. We can't really make more land. We have a finite amount. We have a finite output that we can do right now. And that is a good thing. That means that it's slow and steady, and that makes for a great investment. Thank you again to Joe Mananusa for the great idea on the content. And I'm going to give him credit for all of that. Make sure you look him up, follow him on YouTube. Great stuff that he has out there. All right. Thank you once again, guys. I hope you found this super helpful and hopefully makes you understand the housing market just a bit more.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.